So let's review. Hakiteya yaitze bekav shaloi divrei Reb Meir, Reb Yossi Iser. According to Reb Meir, an amputee may go out on Shabbos with his wooden foot because, as Rashi explains, diminil didehu, it is considered his shoe. Reb Yossi holds that he may not go out with it because it is considered a masli. The Gemara discusses whether the opinions in this machlokes should be reversed. Ultimately, even Shmuel and Rav Huna, who originally thought that they should be reversed, agreed to Rav that the way it is recorded in our Mishnah is correct. Since Reb Meir holds that the wooden shoe is considered a real shoe, he is the Tana who holds Chultzin b'sandal shal eitz. You can do chalitza with a wooden shoe, and also that sandal shal sayod in isha chaletzis boy. Chalitza can be done with a plaster seller's straw shoe, even though, like wood, it is not a popular material to make shoes from. In the context of the last discussion, the Gemara quoted Rabbi Akiva that a plaster seller's straw shoes can be makabel tumas medris, become tummy through supporting the weight of a tummy person. The Gemara asks, Halavli lucha avdi. They are not made for walking, but for protecting his shoes from the plaster. They are worn over his regular shoes, and only something that's meant to support a person's weight is makabel tumas medris. The Gemara answers, Shekein hasoyid mitayil boy ach megila beisle. The plaster does walk home with these shoes, so they are being used for walking as well. The Mishnah said that if the wooden foot has a receptacle for rags to cushion his stump, it can become tummy. Amar Baye, tummy tumas mes ve'in tummy medris. It is only makabel tumas mes or other tumas maga, tummy by contact, but cannot become tummy medris. Abaye holds that the main purpose of the wooden foot is to conceal the fact that he's missing his foot. Its secondary function is to sometimes support the person's weight. Only something that's primarily meant to support a person's weight is makabel tumas medris. Rava amar af tummy medris. Rava holds that it can become tummy medris because even something whose secondary function is to support a person's weight is makabel tumas medris. The Gemara points out the following. Even Abaye would agree that a golah shel katan tamei medris, a child's wagon which sometimes supports his weight, is tamei medris because it is used far more often to support the child's weight than the wooden foot is used to support the man's weight. Even Rava would agree that makal shel zakenim tara meklum, an elderly person's walking stick, is not makabel tumas medris because l'tirutzei sugya avida, it is only meant to straighten out his steps by giving additional support and balance, but never to support most of his weight. The Mishnah had said that luktim in tahirin ve'en yoytzen behem, but never identify what luktim in are. Amar Reb Avo, chamra de'ichva, fake donkeys that a clown would pretend to ride. Rava bar Papa, amar kashiri, stilts used to walk through mud. And Rava bar Rav Huna amri parmi, masks playfully used to scare young kids. These things are not makabel tumah because they are not considered kli, a vessel. One may not go out with them on Shabbos because they are neither a malbush, a garment, nor a takshit, an ornament. The next Mishnah lists another two items that may be worn outside on Shabbos. Habonim yitz b'ksharm, young boys can go out wearing knots, uvenei melochim b'zugin, and princes with ornamental golden bells. V'chol adam, ele shadibach hacham b'hoiva. Actually, every person may go out that way, but the Mishnah is giving examples of where and for whom it is the usual and customary mode of dress. The Gemara initially explains that ksharm as kashuri pua, knots of a certain plant which are used for therapeutic purposes. Rav Acha bar Yaakov lists several specific and very restrictive criteria for the knots to work, upon which Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak remarked, Nafal puta bebira. The entire remedy has fallen into a pit, which means it is useless since all these conditions can never be met. The Gemara questions this explanation because it should not be limited to young boys. It should work for everybody. Therefore, Amar Oven bar Huna Amar Rav Chama bar Gurya, Ben sheyesh legaguin alav. When a young boy has separation anxiety from his father, the father will take a strap from his right shoe and tie it on the boy's left arm. V'chilufa sakanta, the reverse, tying a strap from the left shoe on the right arm can be dangerous because he may become even more sad. Having mentioned Oven bar Huna Amar Rav Chama bar Gurya, the Gemara goes on to quote another four of his rulings about therapy on Shabbos. You may put a hot cup upside down on the navel on Shabbos for stomach pain. You may smear oil and salt on your hands and feet to help become sober. The Gemara relates that some Gedolei Miram used to do this. You may hang yourself from the head to straighten the vertebrae on Shabbos. And you can wrap an infant to straighten its bones on Shabbos. The Daf concludes with several therapies which Abaye quotes, Omerli Aim, my adoptive mother taught me. His parents died when he was young and he was raised by adoptive parents. Among all the advice of Abaye's adoptive mother, the Gemara informs us that a woman, even if she has no history of miscarriage, may wear a special stone believed to prevent miscarriage.